The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
The parallel economy has empowered us to care for our health, well-being, as well as longevity. Likewise, for us pet parents who now have a place to go when it comes to keeping the family dogs, cats, even horses in the best shape possible. As a dog dad, I'm thrilled to be working with Pet Club 24/7, a company founded by two guys who lost dogs to serious conditions, including cancer. Pet Club 24/7 has an incredible array of products, including a line of supplements for humans, such as the Inforce Plus Corollius Versicolor and Inforce Corollius Versicolor with Reishi. My friend and colleague, Christina Ferrari, a cancer survivor herself, swears by it.
When I was diagnosed, the doctor in the emergency room told me, "You have 2 years to live."
Oh boy.
Along with the stem cell, I took these. I have been in remission for 8 years now.
For dogs, mush puppy treats are a fan favorite. Rex, you want to? Oh boy. He came right. Oh, there he is. They are also made with the Coriolis versicolor mushroom, which supports their immune system, according to hundreds of clinical studies. Here's Kristen Ludlow, National Vice President.
That strain does matter. We do have the most potent strain, and we also extract it in a proprietary way. And that's why we've been having such wonderful experiences with these products.
Mush puppies are made here in the U.S. There are no fillers. It's non-addicting. Your dog can't accidentally overdose. Go to drdrew.com/petclub247 for a discount off the list price. That is drdrew.com. PETCLUB247, Pet Club 247.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dr. Drew's 60th birthday party here at STK. Please welcome to the stage Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew Pinsky.
Hey now. Yeah. Got to get it
on. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, D-list celebrities.
Thank you for being here.
I include myself in that group. How dare you? Dr. Drew, everybody, 60 years.
Thank you all for being here. Really, we appreciate it so much.
60 years of age, 35 years of AIDS. I think that's
Thank
how
you.
We would describe
Thank
you, Dr.
Appreciate
well,
that.
He's been working on the prom. That's all. That's all. I went to your 40th birthday.
I think it was the 50th. Oh, 40th in Las Vegas.
Oh, we're off to a flying start. When did you graduate the Groundlings again? I'm at your 40th birthday.
Yes, you did.
Thank you. And your 50th, but your 40th we went to in Las Vegas.
That's true.
Tom Arnold is here. He has a seven-hour video presentation. He wants to just if he could just set up a Duquesne projector and a screen, we could get this over with really quickly. Geraldo's laughing at Tom Arnold. Sorry, it's a Al Capone's vault reference. All right, so the way we're going to do this, Drew.
Yeah.
And Drew, how's it feel? You're 60.
Weird.
Yeah,
weird,
but
right?
But you feel you're virile.
Feel good. I feel great.
You're still a man of extreme passion.
Extreme passion.
Exquisite passion.
Exquisite passion.
Still unbridled passion.
Unbridled.
Unyielding passion.
Unyielding.
Yes.
This feels a little like John McCain's funeral, though, I got to say.
Right.
Yeah. Just a little weird.
A little weird. You're on the all carnivore diet.
Yeah.
So when you take a man of exquisite passion...
Have meat.
And you just feed him pot roast 24/7.
Things get worse.
Yeah. I mean, you're literally mounting beanbag chairs at home at this point,
I'm not
right?
sure it's that, but it's worse.
I think it is. All right. Our mics are a little in and out. We have a all-star celebrity cast that is coming up here. They're all going to do about 3 minutes with you.
Yeah, about 3 minutes. We'll talk to them, and they'll slam me in some way, and we'll get them out of here.
That is the rote component
yes.
of this?
It's a way of letting him come up here and not having to actually do the work of writing a roast.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay.
Oh, here comes a new mic.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm putting my hand over the antenna. Sorry about that. All right, there we go. All right, you want to get started, Drew? Should we bring out...
Start with the great Lawrence Yvonne, my partner on KABC every day.
Well, come on, you know, here. They have the early onset dementia.
Yes, they do.
I think is what they call it.
Hello.
Great Lawrence Yvonne.
Thanks.
So pretty.
Hi.
Too pretty for radio.
Thank you, Adam.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, you have to, as Dawson said, choke up on the mic. Because the, there you go.
Hello.
There you are.
Can we hear you? Can we hear Lauren?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So we're here to roast.
Yeah. So as you know, Adam, there were some people going, oh, you're too nice. I can't roast you. And I said, oh, no. People that actually work with me, it's not a problem.
Yeah.
Lauren confirmed that immediately.
Yeah.
She went, oh, yeah, no problem.
Well, I mean, first off, I'm so amazed that I was even invited to such a small, intimate dinner. So was the TMZ guy out there on the step and repeat. Very private.
It was
Thank
very
you
private.
For
you're always,
me.
You're always welcome at our house.
You know, Adam mentioned Dr. Drew is on a really strict diet, and we have so many performers here tonight. It's going to be an amazing show. He might have to snack on like a bison skin,
yes,
or an elk carcass, yes, throughout the performance because he gets a bit woozy in between steaks. But it's paying off. Right? I mean, you look amazing.
Thank you. Right?
You look so good.
Woo! Come on, his wife's here and his kids, goddammit. Get it together.
You don't get guns like that at your age without a very strict all-meat diet and a rigorous cycle of illegal anabolic steroids, right?
Yeah, once in a while. You know.
Howard mules them in from Tijuana.
It's a secret.
Thank you for that.
You guys probably know that, though, if you listen to his podcast, Swole Patrol.
Yeah, Mike.
By the way, just show of hands, does anyone here not have a podcast? Are you from out of town? I'm pretty sure it's like a residential requirement now
in Los Angeles.
It is. So many people get Dr. Drew confused with Dr. Phil, and I always say Dr. Drew is an addiction specialist, and Dr. Phil has a successful television show.
That's the difference.
That is.
Yeah.
People don't realize.
Yeah. You and I have a radio show.
We do. Speaking of,
yes,
Loveline, how many of us grew up listening to Loveline? Oh, I know I did. I used to call in. I know. How weird is it, though, that I work? Guy that I once described my genital warts to. It's a trip.
Hold on, you're talking to your genital. Oh, I
guy.
Describe him,
right, okay.
And he actually diagnosed it.
I
over
got
the-
it. Later anyway. On, Dawson can burn them off with a Marlboro Red. By the way,
that is a good tip.
Thank you.
Look, I don't have to tell you, Dr. Drew is one of the greatest human beings of all time. I am so honored. I get to work with him. He, first of all, he gives me free medical advice.
Do that.
He's a super generous co-host, and he has never once pulled out his penis at work. He's all around
and there are potted
guy.
Plants all over our
That's
studio.
Right. Oh,
pagan.
Big guy syndrome, everyone.
Pagan for a drip.
Thank you, Lauren.
Oh, I love you.
Thanks, Lauren.
The great Lawrence Vaughn.
Before I go,
uh-oh.
Really
quickly. Uh-oh.
The Happy Birthday, Mr. President song?
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
On behalf of the County of Los Angeles, Catherine Barger and your other elected officials wanted to present you with this.
Crazy.
It's Dr. Drew Pinsky Day, everyone.
What?
Celebrate accordingly. Yeah.
But Lauren, we talk shit about most of these guys.
I don't know why
day.
They've. I don't think they listen to our show. They
I
would
guess
probably...
not. We certainly support Catherine Barger, though, don't we? So thank you, Catherine.
Happy birthday, Dr. Drew.
Thank you, Lauren. Thank you. There you go. See? Painless, Adam.
That'll make a wonderful coaster for somebody's mac and cheese plate. Thank you.
Thank you, Lauren.
All right, let's see.
Mike Carano.
Mike Carano's next.
This is so nerve-wracking.
I know. Just say a couple words and you're good. A
couple words. Here's what happened tonight so far. is I've already told about 11 people how uncomfortable these parties make me.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be here.
Okay.
I walked outside to get some chapstick. I told a girl she smelled good, like an 18-year-old girl. And then Lindsay didn't want to set her drink down because she's afraid it's going to be roofied. So
by
far,
you?
That's the night.
By you?
She thinks there's someone in this crowd that's going to roofie her drink.
Yeah.
Not this crowd, I don't think.
No, this isn't a roofie. This is a Quaalude crowd. Yeah, it's
how,
not a roofie.
Is this like a Father's Day thing where you pay for it and then people get the credit for throwing you a party?
Yeah, of course. Well, no, we're raising money for Prostate Cancer Foundation, so there's a good cause. PCF.org, everybody.
I don't mean to bring negativity into the party. I'm just not good socially.
We know that.
But thank you, and I love you. Thanks for inviting me.
Thank you for coming.
And thank you for all the dinners that you've purchased for me over the years. And hopefully many more to come.
I hope so, too.
All right. All right, Bob Forrest is next.
All right, if you say so.
Give Bob!
No, I think Theo Von is...
Theo Von is officially...
Theo Von is, Theo is Von. Next. Or Bob Forrest is next.
Bob wants to go, so go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, my God, Mike Serrano. I love you guys. I'm so glad you're getting married. I'm so congratulations to both of you.
It's about time. We've been dating for a while.
Anyways, I thought about what you can say about that prizes people that don't really know him.
Don't hold that antenna. Way up here.
And that is, he cusses a lot. So you guys,
shit. Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he cusses way too much. And at Los Encinas Hospital, I was nervous. I'm working for Dr. Drew. I'm trying to be the good guy. And he's just like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
And in a hospital, Adam, cussing.
Something was fucking wrong with him. Well, what are you going to do?
I think the image of Dr. Drew is quite different than the actual Dr. Drew.
That's
you have
a fact.
Swearing pedophile behind the scenes, but the man who's on TV, you know, is a sort of even-tempered man who chooses his words carefully.
Well, I was wondering, when did you realize that? Because I only realized that Los Encinas, I'd be on Love Lines, and he was always very Dr. Drew-ish. When did you realize there's this other Dr. Drew?
Oh, probably on the road with Dr. Drew. Probably the first time we, you know, did a college tour and, you know, he, you know, cussed at a couple of co-eds or cab drivers or something. You know, he's an animal.
You know, what are you going to do?
So that's the thing I thought I'd share with everybody. And then, you're 60. I always think whatever happens to you, because I'm 57, whatever happens to you is going to happen to me.
Yeah.
I don't want the next 3 years.
No, trust me, you don't. It didn't feel that bad, but the numbers are troubling.
But in the end, I know if I go through the whole thing, that I'll...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you will.
That's the hope that you give me.
I'm just glad you came.
I love you.
Being here, buddy.
Thank you. There you go. Who's next?
Thank you, man. Theo.
Theo Von. There he is.
What's up, you beautiful gentlemen?
Buddy.
Good to see you.
Happy
Theo.
Birthday, man.
Appreciate
yep, you too, man. You're a beautiful guy. Adam, pleasure.
See you, my friend.
Yep, nice
we
to
saw
see
Theo
you.
At the Ice House a couple weeks ago. And
I'm a huge fan of Theo.
Well, the owner got up and brought him a bottle of champagne. He said he's only done it, what, 10 times before, 8 times?
Yeah.
He said, this is some exceptional comedian.
I was just watching his Netflix special the other night.
Perverse, isn't it?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I'm a big
fan. It's almost a Jerry curl Adam has tonight. You see?
That being said, you have 80 seconds left.
It is a Jerry curl he's got going, isn't it?
It is.
He always talks about the nappy hair that he had caught in his neck when he shaved.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. A lot of black girls like that, Adam.
Yeah. Keep grabbing the wrong part of the mic.
Don't blame me in the mic. I'm holding the mic. Come on.
Take mine, but it's an honor to know you guys, and I think you're both beautiful gentlemen, and I'm just happy to be included in you guys' lives from time to time. Happy
hold
birthday,
on, Drew. Hold on. The hairdo.
Oh, yeah.
I figured it out. Dalton from Roadhouse.
Roadhouse what?
Roadhouse Dalton. Go show Bob Saget over there. He's
dude, we had a rest area by us growing up.
Dalton from Roadhouse.
What's up, Bob?
This
is gender
hair.
Neutral. First of all, this haircut is gender neutral. So I'm trying to stay employed.
It's good. It's
not,
got
it's
a
not
little...
exactly culturally neutral, though.
It isn't, though.
Not at all.
It yeah, isn't. It's got. It's like if Joan Jett was ate more pussy. That's what that hair would look like. Like if Joan Jett doubled down on her pussy eating intake, that's what her hair would become. Where's my bottle of champagne?
Guilty. Guilty. Happy birthday, Drew. Happy birthday,
Thank you, Theo.
Heather McDonald, come on.
What?
Dr. Drew, Adam, how are you?
Hey. Good.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You look amazing.
Thank you.
Did you get a facial before this?
No.
I feel like you did.
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I
well,
hate
you well, it looks good. Looks
Thank you.
Good.
When are we going to Mexico?
Oh, my God. You could go to Mexico with us.
I know. You keep telling us that. You tell us that every 3 months. And then
okay, listen. I like the deals. My husband likes the deals. And the best deal was when I did Gotham for a weekend. And, you know, and when you go to a show in New York or whatever, they don't offer a hotel.
Sure.
And so I knew they had an apartment. And you know how people are like, stay with us. I actually took them up on it.
She stayed with us.
In Mexico or
New York?
In New York.
Well, you said come to Mexico.
No, but I'm just saying, I stayed with Dr. Drew and Susan. You guys, this is some juicy scoop. If you want to just lower it, let me just tell you about what a fucking horny couple Dr. Drew and his wife are, okay? If you've ever stayed with them, which I'm sure I'm the only cheap person that, like, took you up on that offer... So I was like a sister wife, and it was just like romance from beginning to end. You're getting Susan wine. You're rubbing her feet.
What?
Yes.
Make it bad for all the others. I'm sorry.
They are. And then I went out to dinner, just the three of us.
Yes.
It was great. You are a very, very good husband.
He's not really rubbing her feet.
He was seriously giving her a foot rub on
Jesus
the couch
Christ.
Before we went out to dinner. Naughty, she didn't even ask for it.
Oh, my God.
Peter, I am so sorry.
You're not allowed to talk to Susan Pinsky. That, true.
No, he's cheating.
Wait a minute. well, look, if you're trying to get a blowjob, that's one thing. Okay, all right. That's
I was in a room very close to theirs. There's a small two-bedroom apartment. I was like, I don't know what's going on here, but this couple's getting down.
He's a man of exquisite, unbridled
oh,
passion.
Oh, my other
That's
favorite,
my
say. Other favorite Susan Pinsky story, as I'm looking at your beautiful daughter here, is one time...
This doesn't make you uncomfortable?
This is some good juicy scoop.
Whatever you're going to say
one
is not
time,
make you uncomfortable.
When your daughter went to school in New York, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
And she came over when she was like a sophomore or something, yeah. Wanted to hang out at the apartment, and Susan's like, I'm like, get the fuck out. I want to fuck Dr. Drew. And I was like, what? That is so awesome that after 25 years of marriage and triplets, your wife is like, daughter, get the fuck out. I'd like to fuck my husband in New York. So there you go. Next up.
Heather McDonald.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Heather McDonald.
These are on behalf of Simone. Happy birthday. Yeah. She's here. I don't know. There she is, back there.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah. And now we have Bob Saget.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's a British thing. Bob Saget's
hey, everybody.
Taking the stage.
It's Bob here. And I want everybody to quiet down because it's a podcast. If everybody could quiet down.
No. They can have a good time.
Have a good time.
They can enjoy talk. Or not. It's our job to be...
Jew's birthday. Talk in Aramaic, if you can.
If you need to.
How are you, Adam?
Doing well, Bob.
You're a good man to do this.
He is.
You're a wonderful man.
Thank you, Bobby.
I'm going to share a true story.
Uh-oh.
I was on Love Line. I think you were there, Adam. It was a long time ago.
That was a huge difference right now.
You guys...
It was a long time ago, I was probably there.
Yeah.
Right. So what happened was someone called up and said they were going to commit suicide. Mm-hmm. Maybe that'll quiet the room. Nope, didn't work. I'm going to move on to the prostate and then leave. But what happened was, I remember Dr. Drew going...
you got to hold up here.
You got to hold it up. Yeah. You said that to me before.
Yeah.
What was it like working with the Olsons, by the way? He played their dad.
Enchanting. These are the two Olsen dads.
We are Olsen dads. So this is what happened.
Literally.
This young lady called up, and I think you were there,
Adam. Were you
pissed
at me for playing that job, taking that job? It never even occurred to me. I was like, okay, I'll
show
up.
Well, I put my kids through school, so that worked out.
But, all right, good.
this person said they were going to commit suicide, and Drew kept them on hold and said, call 911, and stayed on hold, and then the person came back, and he talked to them until the emergency responders came.
That's the right thing to do.
Well, that's what kind of man this man is. He has actually saved people's lives. That's who he is.
So
and Adam, would you agree with me on that?
Well, look, I believe we're using the word hero maybe a little too fast and loose. You know, when the door would drop on the Higgins craft and those guys would hit the beach at Omaha and Normandy and the bullets are flying from the machine gun nest, that's hero. Keeping somebody on the phone while you get paid, I don't know if that fits the definition of hero, but, you know, so be it.
But also he has not ejaculated in junior high schools, which I think deserves a round of applause.
Yes, I agree.
The last thing I want to say is that you have done a lot for the prostate.
Yes.
He's done a lot for my prostate.
Yes.
He touched it right when I came in.
I work for the prostate.
Can I ask you one question, and that's my closer. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Is it a bad prostate doctor if while he's checking your prostate, both of his hands are on your shoulders? Is that bad?
That's bad.
Prostate.
Yeah. Bad.
Yeah.
That's a bad sign.
I love you very much. Happy birthday.
Thanks,
Adam,
good to see you, Bob.
Good to see you, sir.
All right.
Here's Ginger. Ginger Gonzaga.
Yo, shout out to my audience over there. Millennials.
Millennials rock.
Hi, Dr. Drew.
Ginger?
You guys,
I
don't know. What are we doing?
Come on.
We got flowers, the color of funeral flowers. I love it. Yes, no, Dr. Drew is to love Dr. Drew. So I try to always be this like good person who checks in on you and says, "How are you, Dr. Drew?" But as we know, I found out you're on this all carnivore diet.
Yes, you don't like that?
Which is disgusting. It's all animal all the time. It's not Atkins, it's not keto, it's carcass.
Yeah, you hate that.
All the time. So we know how he's doing. He's not okay.
Well, you and I barely are friends now because of this.
Yes.
He's
very constipated.
He's eating pets now. It's not just processed meat.
It's just all
you brought your service animal in here, Drew would fucking eat it.
I know.
That's how carnivorous he is.
Yep. I love you, though. And I love your crazy wife that sends me crazy text messages with no through line.
What?
I love your kids. I just found out that Paulina's first screen name was Finger Banger 1111, so you've done a great job as a dad.
Do you know that story?
And
no. I don't think I want to know.
It's a great story.
The nice thing I will say about Dr. Drew is you planted wonderful seeds in my brain that have really helped me in my life, and I think that says a lot coming from a crazy bipolar girl. And I would laud you more and more, but I want to save it for a funeral a week after they open your guts and realize that the carnivore diet wasn't maybe the best
Ginger
thing.
I hate you, but thank you for being up
for
here.
You. I love you.
Yay. All right.
Ginger did. You did. Ginger did legit with us, me and Mike. She very kindly she was on the phone on the show we did, and she came in and read the lines with us. We love
Ginger. Legit. Steve-O's here.
Buddy.
Good to see you, man.
You gotta
watch
hold this
out.
Thing way up high.
Okay.
There Drew's gonna eat the dog.
All right. Happy birthday, Drew.
Thank you, man. You're looking great.
Yeah. How are you? Good to see you as always.
I like the glasses on you.
Hey, thanks, man.
It's like when the power forward in the NBA with the fifth grade education puts on the horn rimmed glasses, and everyone thinks he's a scholar all of a sudden. Like the guy's been piercing his testicles and eating other people's farts for 20 years. Like, I'm going to put some glasses on and say, indubitably. And then all of a sudden, I got street cred. That's what's going on, Steve-O, but it worked.
And my vision. Fell off a cliff.
It is work on me.
Nice.
You've been doing that shit too now with the glasses.
Well, I need them. I'm old.
Oh, okay.
Just wants people to think he's smart. Brother.
How's the bucket list going?
Bucket list is okay. We did the skyjacking. I jacked off and blew a load as I fell out of an airplane. That was fun.
Was your head being covered up with plaster for?
That's for cauliflower ear.
Cauliflower ear. Okay.
Yeah. And,
The General Anesthesia Olympics is a work in progress.
That's the one you talked to me about?
That's the one I talked to
Your
you about.
Your fiance was pissed at me about that.
Right. 20 milligrams of Etomidate was not enough to knock me out.
You did it?
Yeah.
Dude.
But now we got to go back with propofol.
Oh, you're done. Yeah. Even Adam was out with propofol.
Even I couldn't tell car stories off of that.
You tried.
You beat off while
first time skydiving.
Skyjacking. I like it. Wow. Yeah,
it was good. But enough about me. Dr. Drew.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
Man, your wife asked me to roast you.
Okay.
And I was saying, I told her it's not really my...
Not your thing?
It's not my style of comedy, you know, but...
You can't blow some fire for me or something?
Maybe. But it did occur to me two things. Number one was that, like, you guys, Adam, you know this better than anybody. On Loveline, when people call up, they say, oh, I'm a longtime fan. He already knows, like, everything about them. They don't even have to say anything.
To be fair, he got good at that, too. We just could read stuff very quickly, right?
Just the inclination, feeling. Tone, the voice,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I quickly jumped to the conclusion that Dr. Drew knows absolutely everything about everything.
Oh, that's a mistake.
I found that to be the case, because one time I asked Dr. Drew, why is it that when you're jerking off, it feels so much better to be tickling your balls the whole time?
Mm-hmm.
He said, I did not know that was the case. And so.
So he does not know, and at 30,000 feet at... terminal velocity, it really kicks into overdrive.
Right. Yeah. And the other thing, and you know, I don't even know if this is even fair to say, but I remember in my throes of my addiction, Dr. Drew sent me an email. It said, you know, hey, I'm doing this show. It's called Celebrity Rehab. And I think it might be a good idea for you to go on there. My response was, Drew, I have far too much respect for the recovery process to make a mockery of it on television. And looking back on it, even when I was on drugs, I had more sense than Drew about that show.
See?
Steve-O, everyone.
Steve-O, everybody. Well
sagely
done, buddy.
Wisdom.
Bringing up my
Steve-O.
Lowest moment.
But yeah, I love you so much. And I'm honored to be here. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
I saw Shoemaker here.
Well, I feel like we should bring out Jimmy O.
No.
Yang.
Oh, what?
Because Steve O, you know, we're on our O's. There's also Joel McHale over there. I do. Wait, what do we need to do?
Tom needs to leave.
Oh, Tom needs to.
Oh. I'm hanging out.
Tom.
Tom.
Tom, where are you?
Doesn't matter. Who needs to leave the fastest?
Guys, welcome.
Hi, Tom.
Here comes the video presentation.
No. Video presentation. Yeah, keep that up. Hey, what an honor it is to be here at the Dr. Drew roast. You know, the last two roasts I did were the Joan Rivers, and then she died afterwards, and then I did the Roseanne roast, and then she immediately became a Donald Trump supporter. And,
hold up here.
Hold on. And then turned into a horrible racist and lost
What's
going
to happen to
so,
me?
What happened? There has been mic trouble the whole
she
show,
didn't know
guys.
The bitch was black.
Horrible
Come
mic
on.
Trouble. Horrible fucking mic trouble.
Yes. You got it.
This is it okay now, guys?
Yeah, you're good.
This
so.
Is a fantastic fucking show. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Tom.
What an honor.
Thank
you God. Know what's great about this? If you say Dr. Drew's name, warm feelings from everybody. Everybody out here. If you say Adam Carolla... Mostly great, strong feelings. If you think Tom Arnold, mixed, but strong.
Strong, yeah.
But if there's one thing that about the three of us that can bring America to fucking together that everybody agrees on. There's a moment that we had. Adam, do you remember that moment?
We've
never been together in person, live.
Since in
front of people to talk about that. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to this. For the first time ever in front of people, live, Adam Carolla, talk about this moment. You'll remember this. Ladies and gentlemen, listen up.
It's the greatest moment of my
life. This is the greatest moment.
Greatest moment of radio ever.
And this is well
above. Listen up, everybody.
This is above the
Nikki.
Birth of my twins, the birth of Drew's triplets, the birth of any of your children. It was the end of the show, right, Tom?
Oh, my God. Donald Trump just died.
It was Tom, better than you, that.
It could have happened. This is, he faked his own fucking physical, so it could have happened.
This crowd is an unbridled.
Okay, everybody,
this
listen.
This stallion you
listen
never
up,
tame.
Everyone. Please listen up. Here we
They're
go.
Busy. They're having fun.
I know. I don't care. I'm just thinking that. I can't even hear them.
Some witch called in, said something about Hitler. It was awesome.
Yeah. No, tell her. I'll listen.
Okay. Well, now you guys all were part of it. It was the end of the show.
Yes.
Yep.
And a woman.
Yes, here we go.
Sure.
Here we go.
Sure. For a man of science, you're really superstitious.
Super.
Here we go.
All right. A phone sex worker called in. She did sex calls.
Yeah. And her problem was that she needed to prolong the calls. She wasn't making enough money.
She gets paid by the minute. And people were...
She was too good at her job.
She's too good at her job. And so I said the problem inherently is, you know, you're 6'3", and you're kicked off the Swedish bikini team for having too big a bra cup, and the guy just... And then he hangs up the phone, and you don't make any money. I said, you got to dumb it down a little bit. You got to figure it out. You got to, you know, put a little... put a
subliminal
little
messages.
I said, subliminal. Put something subliminal in there. And she said, I don't know what that means. And I said, look, say something like, you know, I'm really hot. You're making me horny. I'm all blonde and tall. Vietnam. I can't wait to get with you. Vivisection. Prostate cancer. My panties are dripping right now. Adam Carolla. And, so I said to her, you got to start working that stuff in. And she said, all right. And I said, well, let's do a little role playing. And she said, okay. So I said, I'll call you and you pick up and you make the sexy talk. And she said, all right. And I said, work in the Holocaust, but do it subliminally. But work in the Holocaust. And she said, okay. And then
well, there was a moment there we all went, Holocaust?
Right.
You understand what that was?
Right.
No, not really. But we sort of explained it a little bit.
Right.
Never heard of the Holocaust.
Yeah. Now, to be fair, Tom's Jewish. I'm a Holocaust denier, but I understand people know what it is. You know what I'm saying? There's a difference between a Holocaust denier, Adam Carolla, and someone who'd never heard of the Holocaust. You understand? Holocaust denier. What? Hola what? You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
I just want to be clear. Okay. So we called her up, and we did the bling bling, and she picked up the phone, and I said, how are you doing? She's like, ooh. She sounded like Mae West.
Yeah.
She's like, ooh, big boy, how are you doing?
I'm Sugar. Remember that?
Sugar. And I'm like, "How? I'm thinking about you. And I'm like, what are you doing? And she goes, ooh, just sitting here. Thinking about the Holocaust. And I started laughing in a way I've never laughed before.
The three of us.
The three of us did. Yeah. And I've never laughed so hard in my entire life.
What were the repercussions from that call, though, on your show?
Oh, there was. You're right.
You were banned from Canada.
Oh, that's
right. I mean, there was major repercussions.
That's right.
Like, that was a big deal.
For making fun of the Holocaust.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. And again, I'm a denier, but I can still make fun of something I deny. And, we were taken off the air in Hawaii many years earlier when I described everyone from Hawaii is stupid. And people argued with me, but everybody, name me the great Hawaiian inventor. Like, close your eyes and go, oh, yeah, that great Hawaiian. The guy solved malaria, right? Like, No. What,
I think you had concerns about the lack of consonants.
What inventions come out of Hawaii? The back scratchers come out of Hawaii. That's it. I'm sorry. Sorry, anyway, Tom.
All right, Tommy. Thank you for coming up here.
I love you, buddy. You've always been really good to me. You've always been good to me.
Tom.
Adam, I love you, too.
The great Tom Arnold. Who else could a 12-minute story.
That's right. Maybe Craig Shoemaker can.
Craig Shoemaker can.
Did you hear that round of applause?
The love master.
Oh, my God.
Come on, man.
White hot,
that sounded like a bunch of owls all went, who?
I wouldn't say Craig's career is flagging a little bit, but Lapita said he won't manage him.
I'm down to a two. You know what a two is? I walk in and 2 seconds they'll look at you and look away. That's what a celebrity I am. But I'm just going to talk to you. I was advised by Jeannie Buss. She says, just talk to them. Don't play the crowd.
That's good.
Like right. Tom Arnold.
Good advice.
She said, Tom Arnold's going to go home. He's going to be sad because he's sad.
Just talk to us. All good.
You can't play this room.
Those
right
that want to listen, listen.
Yeah,
those that don't,
just
don't.
Connect. Let's connect.
Right. It'll be all about us.
It's all us.
That's right.
I just want to someday, we love Les Miserables together. Are you? You're not. You're not.
I love musical theater.
What? Do you really?
I do. I do love it. Musical theater is everything that's great about this country.
Show me shit about that for 10 years.
Show me a country
is there a
that has no
coming
musical.
Coming around this corner here.
Look, find me in what country in the Middle East is musical theater the most appreciated? The answer is zero and none. They throw every actor off a building. Show me a country that doesn't do musical theater. I'll show you a piece of shit country.
Wait, do you like Les Mis?
No, that's for facts. Come on.
Oh, man.
Come on.
I knew it.
Jesus Christ.
I'm going to do the confrontation with you someday.
I knew it happened.
No, I like it. I've seen it. I've seen Miss Saigon.
Yeah.
Look at him.
My goal is I want my mom to see me do musical theater. You think she wants me to? By the way, you got me in big trouble with my mother.
For what?
I'm not kidding. I was on his show, and I kept talking about my mother because you bring everything out of me.
Uh-oh.
She wrote me a cease and desist order.
Holy shit.
From talking about her.
Really?
I'd be like, you shouldn't have belly danced to my high school graduation party. This shit wouldn't have happened.
Right. Yeah.
He was talking some shit.
It's a true story, though.
No, listen. You want to know who talks the most shit about their parents? I wrote a book.
Oh.
And when you write a book, at some point you have to get on the phone with the lawyers. Because the lawyers will say, look, you said you got a blowjob from Cheryl Ladd, 1981, when you were filming Charlie's Angels in Maui. If that's not true, you got to tell us. Because if it's true, you can put it in the book. But if it's not true, she'll sue your ass. I had a conversation with the publisher and with the attorneys. Yeah. And the only thing the attorney said is, are your parents litigious? That means you talked a lot of shit about your parents in a book.
His parents never read anything he does.
Oh, they're
not aware of anything he does.
My mother stalked me now, thanks to you.
Yes. Sorry.
Yes. So you want to bring Jeannie Buss up?
If you want, sure.
Jeannie wants to come up here.
The owner of the bring Jeannie Buss.
Buss, come on. Here you go. I'm going to pass it off to her.
Pass off Jeannie.
Here you go. Come on. Come on, Jeannie.
Thank you for being here, Jeannie. Appreciate it. You having fun?
Go Lakers. Yeah. No, I just want to tell you that how important you are, because the NBA's really taken a stand about mental health.
No,
and
I know.
Wellness.
Let me tell you something. That's
Kevin Love's thing, right?
Long time ago, I was the Western sort of liaison for the NBA, and was stunned. Do you remember this, Bobby? How well they took care of their constituency. It was amazing. And I've always said, just look at the NBA. They do it right. It's no other professional. No other professional organization does it as well as the NBA does. So congratulations.
You know, it's I think you've allowed people to talk about issues in a way that lessens the stigma.
Hope so.
And brought it into conversation. And I just really want to thank you for that, because I think the NBA can be a leader, but I think the rest of society has to catch up.
We got to get some of the guys to talk about it.
Right.
Get me some of them to interview and stuff. Once they start talking about it, people will fall right in line, I bet you. I just know they've quietly just done amazing for the players. Amazing. So,
I'm like huge fan. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Everybody that's here just loves you.
That's very sweet.
And I'm just
thank you, Jeannie.
Excited to be here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Adam, thanks, too. Jeannie. It's good Jeannie to see LeBron. You again.
Yes. Tell LeBron we said hi.
We're all excited about seeing him in purple and gold.
Thank you,
and
LeBron.
What that's going to be like.
I was enjoying watching this HBO show where he was sitting in a room with other black billionaires, and he was like, but at the end of the day, this is America, and you're black, so what are you going to do? And everyone's like, yeah. And I was like, well, you could be a billionaire and have a show on HBO. But anyway, I feel horrible for LeBron.
He's a very thoughtful person. And he's given back.
It's too bad he's being held down by this racist country. That's all I'm saying. It's too bad. I saw the show. It's too bad. All right, give him my love.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I can't stand all those fucking shows where everyone's like, but you're black, so what are you going to do? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everyone's a millionaire.
Yes.
Nikki, awesome. Bail me out of this.
Yes.
Drew
agrees with me 1,000%, by the
hi,
way.
Guys.
Hi,
Nikki.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Dr.
Thank
Drew.
You. Thank you for being here. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you for having me. Is this fun for you?
It's not. He didn't want
to. No, are you having a good time?
I'm having a good time. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's... Can you see my eyes?
Yeah.
I'm blinking SOS.
Yeah, we got you hanging out with your friends in a loud room talking over people who aren't listening.
Everyone's
it's
having
a good
time.
Present.
Everyone's having a good time.
Yeah.
That's all I care about.
They are.
If they want to listen, they can listen. If they don't, they
That's
don't.
A good point. Yeah, they're fine. Choosing not to, and that's it's usually, fine. That's mostly what everyone's
mostly
decided
when
to
you
do
came
right
up here,
now.
Though,
but
I'm sorry.
I'm actually having really a good time.
Good.
Saget is here. Joel McHale. It's a real who's who. Adam Carolla. I love you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you've not really met him before.
Well,
have
I've met him here and there, but a big fan.
He's come and done stuff at the podcast studio.
Yeah, I've done a couple podcasts with you, but not. I would never expect you to remember. But I appreciate both of you, and that's why I'm here. Is because I respect your talent, and I am grateful for you both. I really am.
Joel's
really
a big fan of you.
Yeah.
What's coming up?
Respect.
What's coming up for me? I have a radio show on SiriusXM every morning, and.
It's your time, doesn't it? It's hard.
A
to
lot of
show
stuff that's exciting that I can't talk about. Yeah, you know, but it's exciting.
Is there another Netflix special coming or anything?
I have a lot of super boring shit that I can talk about.
God,
so maybe if I could just kind of jump in here.
I would love to hear it.
I'm feeling pain in my right knee, and I don't know why.
Let me look at it.
Is that true?
No, I'm just thinking of super boring shit I can't
talk about. No, I really
want to
hear
about.
Some. Oh,
well,
God.
You know... I'm just trying to fill the void of the good shit we can't talk about
right,
with some boring
right.
shit we
well,
can talk about.
Started my period today. That's a relief.
Right here?
Thank
oh,
you.
You're better,
me too.
You're
I'm spotting.
I did not. It's like my,
Adam's just spotting now.
Oh, just spotting? Yeah, so yeah.
I just
that counts.
Spotting.
Doesn't that count as that's your first day,
well, it depends
right?
depends with him. He's sort of over the hill, you know. Mm-hmm.
Okay, right. So yeah. he could be on his
could
way
be
out.
Endometrial cancer.
Yeah,
I mean.
Gotcha. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Starting to get to that age, right.
I'm gripping this mic with like a death grip.
Why?
I don't know. I'm just, that's
You're
how
nervous?
I'm feeling right now.
Your
not
pupils
really.
Are sort of blown.
Really?
A little bit.
I'm high.
Well,
no, I'm not actually.
It.
I wish I were. I need to be.
Well, I don't know if you need to be high, but it'd be nice.
Yeah, I guess you don't really need anything, but it would be nice. And I'm going to do it, but I have to go do two sets
are you,
tonight.
Really?
Yeah,
where?
Yeah. I'm at the Comedy Store and the Improv,
well,
running around town.
By
oh my gosh, I had to be here. I really do admire you and love your work. And you look great for 60. I'm excited for the next 60.
Thank you.
Yeah, I really do. Thank you guys so much.
Probably not going to be 60, but yeah, I will be here.
You'll be here.
Yeah, I'll be
this
here.
This isn't ending anytime
no.
soon. That's the vibe
no,
I get.
Nikki
Thank
Glazer.
You very much. Well, All that right. was higher than I thought. Joel McHale, everyone.
How was that, Nikki?
You know, it went just as I expected, really, Joel. And I had sort of high hopes going in, and they were dashed almost immediately when no one shut up.
It looked like you were being interviewed by your gay dads. All right, here we
sort
go.
Sort of felt like that, Joel.
Joel McHale,
Yay.
Everybody.
Hey, buddy.
No one is listening, right?
It's okay. It's all right.
Raise your hand if you're actually listening to this. There's about three, guys. This is as many people that were
listening to Love Line after Adam left. So,
thank you for that.
I was going to bring that was up a compliment to Adam.
It's a roast.
It's a roast.
You are just getting roasted up here, Dr. Drew.
My lord.
It is scathing.
Sorry, Joel.
Good
to see you.
Guys, I wrote material. I thought I didn't know what to expect, and now it's great. But I wrote stuff.
Let's hear it.
No, I can't. It's very racist.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This as is, opposed to what he says?
This is like a U2 concert. It's so white.
It's Kenny Loggins. If Kenny Loggins opened for U2.
Thank God Lonnie Love is here.
That's right.
What did you want? We're supposed to be roasting you, right?
Go ahead. I'm what am I stopping you?
You're a bad doctor. See, that's the roast, guy. No.
Thank you, Joel.
Drew, you are, I will point out that you are as big of a whore as Dr. Phil and Dr. Oz, but much less successful.
Oh, okay. That's
but
nice.
Then I saw your Theramax commercial today, where you literally said that people should rub a muscle relaxer on themselves every day. Did you see this, Adam?
Oh, yes. It. I don't just see it. I live it.
I told him to use it.
Yes. Yes. No, it's interesting because usually when a doctor makes a decision to become a whore, it's a deal you make with Satan, which is I will give up my reputation and my good name for untold riches. But what if you were a whore that got paid nickels on the dollar? You know what I mean?
Right.
Where your reputation and your good name was besmirched, but no real payday.
No.
Now, that is the opposite of win-win. That's whore. Hey, can I tell you a funny whore story?
Yes. Adam's going to tell a whore story, guys.
Please do.
So let's calm it down. Let's calm it down.
Here's how naive...
I'll get their attention.
Okay,
hold on.
Go ahead.
Happy birthday.
Okay, that's good.
All right. Hold on. Okay, go ahead, Adam.
Here's how naive Drew is about prostitution in general.
This was good.
When we would travel to New York, we would have to do Love Line with the time difference from 1 a.m. to 3 a.m.
Happy birthday. No. All right. Shh. All right. Yes, go ahead.
We would stay at the Regal Royal Hotel. We'd walk to CBS, and we would leave CBS at like 3:15 in the evening on like Wednesday night. In the morning, 3:15, and we would walk back to our hotel through Manhattan in the middle of the night. And that's back when things were a little different in on Broadway. And in the middle of downtown, and we would be walking back, and at some point, there's a minivan filled with women with acrylic nails and teased hair and push-up bras, and it was 3:30 in the morning, and as we were crossing the street, they yelled, "Hey, fellas, you want to come over here and give us a hand?" And I said, "Drew, walking, these are Times Square whores," and he said, "Those women need our assistance." And he turned and went toward the Aerostar.
It was the greatest oral sex.
It was a little bit
Drew
backwards.
Had ever paid
it was a little,
for.
A little backwards. They went, "Hey, we need help." I went, what can I do? And Adam grabbed me by the collar.
Right.
I went, "Keep walking."
It's a Me Too moment for Dr. Drew.
I just want to thank whoever put the sound system in tonight because it is amazing. Only every fourth word is cutting out. Is this for a podcast?
Yeah.
It's a podcast. It's a new podcast that Drew and I are calling You Get the Gist. And it's every fourth word, but you basically understand. Like, I think that was Tom Arnold bitching about the president, but I'm not sure.
You were like, "I think Adam and Drew were in New York at some point and they assaulted a minivan. I don't know.
Steve-O may have beaten off on an airplane. I don't." You
Steve-O,
get the
you
gist
look
with Adam and Dr. Drew.
Guys, we have 36 more comedians to go. So
that's right.
I just want to say Dr. Drew has had more canceled shows than me, and I want to thank him for the Ambien prescription that he writes
every week for me. Thank you,
Joel
Dr.
McHale,
Drew.
Everybody.
With no questions asked.
Joel McHale.
Adam Carolla, Dr. Drew, happy 70th, buddy.
Thank you.
Jimmy O. Yang looks
Jimmy.
Like he's in the wings over
there.
There
you are, buddy.
Good to see you, Jimmy O.
Good seeing you guys, too. This is a comedian's nightmare. It's just nobody's listening, yet it's still recorded.
Yeah.
So at some point, people are going to listen.
Yeah.
I think Lou's.
You're the only one that caught that note, though.
I'm your only Asian friend who's not a doctor, so I think I'm qualified to...
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you guys are all smart. Yeah. I mean, most of you.
Thanks, Adam.
Right.
Yeah.
So we have a weird history with you.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Tell everybody?
Well, you guys were like my heroes growing up, listening to Loveline.
I love that story.
When I was just a lost teenage boy immigrant from Hong Kong, listening to you guys, I'm like, this is what America's about. I didn't know that. I didn't know, you know, mason jars and stuff like that. All that.
How did you
stuff.
Figure that out?
Like I just thought that was the truth. I mean, it is.
You thought he actually had a mason jar up his ass.
Well, I don't know. I guess, yeah. And apparently everybody has herpes.
Yes. Warts.
Warts.
According to Dr. Drew, everyone has warts.
So that means Drew has warts,
that's
for sure.
That's what it always, that's all I ever heard.
Yeah. I don't know about other people. I mean, I've never had a wart.
Right.
You have the virus. You may not have the wart.
But you tested negative. That's not even a thing.
Oh,
that's true.
You have to bring up that traumatic experience.
Best, easiest $100 of my life.
I bet him $100 I'd find evidence.
Yeah.
I had to look at his schwanz under a giant magnifying glass.
Yeah.
To find it.
It was my penis's greatest hour.
It's this black light with a magnifying glass.
I wish there was always a giant magnifying glass whenever my penis was displayed. Like burning an anthill. It'd be awesome. Yeah, it was a woods light, as I recall.
Woods
right?
Light. It's a woods light.
A purple light. A black light, yeah. As they call it.
And I poured acetic acid on him, and we looked for evidence.
It didn't burn?
No, I mean, it was, one tries to keep acid away from one's penis.
Right.
But this was...
Jimmy understands that.
This...
You're used to that kind of pH level. It's fine. Like
I am. I've swam in a lot of really bad public pools, so my penis has endured a lot over the years. I used to swim in the public pool at the North Hollywood Park, so my penis is sort of battle tested.
Right.
It's seen a lot of harsh chemicals and acidic environments.
They used to test like Vietnamese whores, right? Using like a squeeze of lemon or something. I don't know.
Oh, really?
I don't think, why would I know?
Gosh. I think they call that an Arnold Palmer. You take a Vietnamese whore and just a dash of lemon.
Yeah. I thought this was a roast, but then everybody's so nice.
Yeah, they're too nice, huh?
Yeah.
It's not that no one's listening. It's not that
I wrote jokes about, like, New York Minute, but it's like, I don't know. It seems hacky now.
All right.
It's not. You know,
well, then just say you love them and hug it out.
There you go.
Yeah. Happy birthday,
Thank
Drew.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jimmy. Oh.
See, you did it.
All right, does Catherine Wood want to come up here? I feel like I'm hogging the stage here. But why shouldn't your other partner, Mike,
you take this.
Up here? Take care of her little business. Good to see you, brother.
All right, while they're switching over, I got to thank you, Adam. Thank you, buddy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Adam Carolla, come on.
Remind everybody about the Prostate Cancer Foundation, PCF.org. They fund creative research in cancer that it's the best research funding for creative cancer research I'm aware of. Fred Stoller. Fred.
Come on, Fred.
You having fun?
Happy birthday, Drew.
Thank you. You having fun tonight?
I'm having a great time. Right, yes, good. It's a very
that's
nice
what,
event.
That's important here.
This looks like I was too intimidated by Adam and on purpose said, I'm waiting for Adam Carolla to leave.
Good. I'm very unintimidating. So,
yes, so I was waiting. Now it's all right. But I could still... I have two insult jokes that are true.
Okay.
Well, do I look okay dressed up? You know, this is true. You know why? I had to show with photos, Susan text her what I'm going to wear. Like, it better be a white shirt. I swear to God.
I believe you. I had to do the same thing.
I was going
to
say, don't worry, she dressed Drew as well.
Yeah, so...
So my joke was going to be... you're the only one I would say you're such a pussy. Stand up, that only me goes to you, you're a pussy.
Oh, it's good.
It's a joke.
That's how bad it's gotten.
It's not bad. You got to know that people think I'm a pussy for that to be funny.
Fred introduced us to Jimmy O. Yang.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What did I
You introduced us to Jimmy.
The sound is so bad, I'm not even hearing.
I don't hear a word. I don't hear anybody says, don't worry, no one's listening.
I don't even know if I'm really talking.
It's all right. Who cares?
Only Drew would work on his birthday.
No, what's this?
Only Drew would do a fucking podcast.
This is like, being at, when what's his name, Kevin Hart, the Shea Stadium. This is what it'd be like if we did it. And
we just want to provide
very similar to Shea Stadium.
Yes. We're going to have a good time. It's
no
all
one
good.
Would pay any attention.
It's all good, Fred.
I have another joke.
Okay.
But this is based on a true story. Before I met you, I really hated you.
You did?
Is this the thing where you can't hear? Or
yeah, it's
hear?
Going in and out. It's all right. We
all
got
right.
you.
I hated Drew from Celebrity Rehab, really. And then I met him. As a nice guy, I had to go back and delete old tweets. Because he's a real friend. And, I see you. You invite me to things. No, and I bought it. If I had mail it, I'm losing it. But I don't think it would matter. Even if you heard, because that's more interesting what she's saying. It looks very intense. Any questions?
No, we're good, Fred. No questions.
When's the dog coming up?
That's Steve-O's.
Did Tom Arnold, the jokes about the tape, the Access Hollywood? Is everyone doing that?
No, I'm not doing that
right.
either.
Why not? The Trump tape. All right, any questions? What? My time up?
How's life, Fred?
What?
How's life?
Your what?
Your life.
How's life?
It's not as awful as it would seem from looking at me and hearing me. Some people, they go, I have an audition, and I'm being myself. They go, not so pathetic. So I exude, it's not as bad as you would seem. But if I described it, a lot of people go, oh, my God, he walks around and naps. No, it's good. It's good. It's very good.
See, he's doing fine.
I'm glad to hear.
And I was hoping Duncan Trussell would be here.
I was too. He's not here.
Yeah, because I want something with a pill. I don't like booze.
No, okay.
I never tried an Adderall. I have a feeling he'd be the one who would tell me how to try one.
Fred,
an Adderall.
Fred, Dr. Drew, the only guest on Loveline who was more depressing than all the callers.
Yes, that's right. It's true.
I think, why isn't Emily Schmeckelhead here? What's her name? Emily.
Emily Morse?
Emily's here.
Where is she?
I saw Emily earlier.
She's here.
She's somewhere to be found.
Emily, the sex therapist?
Yeah, Emily's here.
Oh, she's hiding from me. Because she seemed to like.
She's fucking right now, actually, somewhere, someplace.
And then she met me, and words came out of my mouth, and she hides from me now.
All right, Freddie, we're going to kick you off.
All right.
Time's up, buddy.
He's really a great guy, and I defend you now.
Thank you, Freddie. I appreciate it, man. Good to see you. Fred Stoller, buddy.
Fred Stoller.
We got just a couple of names on here who I don't know.
I feel like
here.
A lot of these people have already come up, though.
Okay, Lonnie Love. Lonnie, where are you?
Very funny woman. Lonnie Love,
Lonnie
where is
Love.
She?
My boo. Come on, boo.
There's so much
there
to love.
There she is. Here we go. Good luck.
Oh, my God. Can everybody wish Dr. Drew his old ass a happy 60th birthday? Happy birthday, Dr.
Thank
Drew.
You, buddy. His old ass.
Hi, Lonnie. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
Ugh. It is an old ass.
You look beautiful this evening.
Oh, she does. Yes, she
it's
does.
It's a new wig. Thank you.
Mine too.
I just want to publicly thank Dr. Drew for putting me on all of his failed talk shows. Life Changers, which was executive produced by my current EP, Rachel Miskowick. Thank you, Rachel. Yes. Because it was a disastrous life change. He really tried to change people's lives and nobody cared. But you are my boo. This
Thank
is
you,
your
boo.
Birthday. I am so happy for you.
So
and
you. I'm
glad you just do great, phenomenal work like Teen Mom 2. How did you get that gig?
How about the OG?
The OG. And also, you're selling. What are you selling something for? Old people, arthritis?
Yeah, it's for
you're the spokesperson
cramps.
For some shit. I saw it.
It's you a, try it? It works. This shit works.
He's like the spokesperson now for it,
No.
But anyway.
PCF tonight. PCF.org.
Okay. You said it's a roast. So,
I know. It's good. No, go nuts.
I know you and Mike from Loveline, and you guys have always been so nice to me. Mike, you're so talented. I don't know
Thank
how you.
You
work with him, but you've done it.
That's right.
I had to take a real step back in my career.
You did. You guys, I heard that Dr. Drew is now on a beef and bacon diet and is making his dick bigger. So let's give a congratulations to that.
Yeah.
Susan is a lucky woman.
You told me forever, Lonnie, to eat the bacon.
I kept telling you. I said, you eat just the meat, it'll get bigger, and it's getting bigger.
I was afraid. I didn't believe you.
It's one of the biggest white penises on the planet. Not a lot of people in this room, besides Susan Pinsky,
right,
have had the luxury of seeing Dr. Drew's amazing sponge.
Exactly.
It is,
we should get her up here.
It is everything that,
Mark
that is talked about.
Where is Susan?
Wait, we got Mark Garagos heading this way.
Is that OJ's lawyer? OJ lawyer, Mom, everybody.
You got any trouble coming your way? I got the guy for you.
Where is Susan? Susan Pinsky come
Michelle,
up here?
She'll walk up like she's horseback riding.
Clearly hiding. After Garagos.
Because Dr. Drew already,
after Mark.
Already gave her a birthday.
All right.
Once Jesus. Over.
Okay. But seriously, I wanted to say happy birthday to Dr. Drew. You've been helping so many people. We really appreciate everything that you do to help everybody. And you have a real medical degree. You're not like Dr. Phil. Oh, sorry. Susan Pinsky, everybody.
Ladies
the wife.
And gentlemen.
She put this whole thing together.
This whole thing together. She has been putting up with Dr. Drew. And I told you, if he followed the beef and bacon diet, his dick would get bigger, and it has. And at 60, he's still got a few pumps left in him, right? He's just, yeah, I'm so classy. And hi, Peter. How are you? What is it like being married to Dr. Drew?
Fantastic. I love him. He's the warmest, most genuine person in the whole world, and
Notice
I'm so lucky.
Talks,
I'm the luckiest girl in the whole world.
Thank you for giving him permission to come here tonight, Susan.
And I was just handing out goodie bags, so I was a little busy. So
I do think we're going to get Mark Garagos up here.
But no, I mean, honestly, Drew.
Thank you for putting this thing on. It was a great event.
I want to thank you for the last half of your life being much better than the first half of your life, according to that photograph that we put on the invitation. But I have had the most amazing life with this man. He is genuine. He's intelligent. He's real. And he's Lonnie's boo. So who could be better than that?
So we're going to have OJ Lawyer come up here next. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Lonnie.
Happy birthday,
Lonnie
boo.
Love, everybody.
All right, Mark, we're wrapping this thing up with you, buddy. You're
hitting cleanup, Garagos.
Last and hopefully not least.
How are you, man?
Mr. Garagos, pleasure.
How are you? For those of you who don't know, we go back to a football field in 1975 where the Hardscrabble streets of Pasadena and La Cañada.
Yes,
and
the Hardscrabble streets.
The mighty Spartans. Streets. The mighty Spartans.
The mighty Spartans, except we were the rebels at that point, which you couldn't do.
The Spartans were the cool.
Wow. Predates even the Spartans.
Predates Spartans. This is prep.
This is the Little Lord Fauntleroy School for Albino Hemophilia.
Exactly.
Very nice.
Exactly. And it's between K-Rock and Adam and our wives. It's been quite a ride.
And our sons.
And now our sons. It's been quite a ride.
Now my son's going to work for you in law as a lawyer.
It's all interwoven and incestuous.
So, but thank you for being
watching it. I wouldn't have missed it. I stayed just specifically so I could be here and give a hug and a kiss.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you, Mark. All right, man.
Should we wrap this up?
Let's wrap it up. That about
all right.
It.
Listen,
did it
everybody.
In like an hour. It's good.
In closing, I think we can all agree we're here for this man,
Jason.
And I know. As a man who's worked, you have one more, Lindsay? I was
Jason.
Halfway through my big fucking emotional speech.
I like holding you back from
all right, all right. One more person. Let's go. Nice, yeah. Mr. Patrick. Jason Patrick, everybody.
All right. All right, man. Here it is.
All right, we need everybody to pay attention right now. Everybody. Too much talking for Dr. Drew. All right.
Jason scares me.
Huh?
Go ahead, buddy.
So Dr. Drew, as you know, 60th birthday, and everybody says he looks 59. That's a fact. That's a fact. I met Dr. Drew, as you know, maybe 30 years ago because I had a pain in my anus, and he gave me a prostate exam, which is weird because, as you know, we're here for prostate cancer.
I know. It's going full circle, Jason.
Yes. Well, small circle.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, so
Ryan, he's talking about you.
I never had a prostate exam in my life, and Dr. Drew did it. He was so gentle and very sweet in a way, in the sense that I asked you for what?
My phone number.
Phone number in 15 years since to give me that same prostate exam.
Yep, it's true.
But look, Dr. Drew, and this is serious for all you guys out there over 22, he had his prostate removed.
Yes, that's true. Right.
Sure. Correct?
That's correct.
Hey, a robot.
Let's hear it for that.
Let's hear it for that.
A robot removed his prostate.
Prostates are important. But Dr. Drew told me that you don't really need a prostate.
That's true.
To make love like a champ.
That's true, too.
And I know for a fact that Drew makes love to Sue every single day.
That's good.
Yes. And you, no one shoots a hot load of air in someone's face like Dr. Drew. No, that's a fact.
It's a ghost load. It's
yeah,
true.
That's
yes.
a fact. That's a fact.
Self-cleaning oven.
So, as the last person up here for Dr. Drew, I want to put it all together for someone who's not only helped endless people with addictions, but has let everyone know that no matter what happens in that deep part of your anus, you are still going to be able to make love like a champ. So I want to hear it for Dr. Drew now.
All right, Jason. Thank you, buddy. All right, now you can have
I can have that emotional moment. He's been up here for over an hour. I'm sure people have been roasting him. I was unable to hear, but I'm sure people were saying terrible things. But in all honesty, we're all here for one reason, because this man, and I know it to be true, in front of the cameras, in front of the microphone, and of course off, is the most caring and considerate person I've ever met. Nobody is devoted to the well-being of other people more so than Dr. Drew Pinsky. And please, everyone, take a moment, put your hands together for this man and 60 fantastic years on Earth.
And that does it for this podcast. Thank you all for being here. Have a good time. Drink up. Cake's coming. Thank you for being here. We love you all. We appreciate you being a part of this. So thank you from all of us.
I want to thank all of our listeners, not just for supporting this special event, but, of course, all the shows we do. And a big thanks to all the birthday party gift bag sponsors. Heal.com. Love these guys. They are the future. Get a doctor at your house within a couple of hours. $99 all in or insurance coverage. It's ridiculous. Do it. Heal.com. Check them out. Also, Color.com screens you for the more common causes of malignancy. It made a huge difference in my family. We have risk factors, so we're being screened differently, all because of Color.com. Ridiculously effective. Check out Color.com. And Diffenage Skincare Starter Kit from Dr. Warren Stout, Tito's Vodka, Peroni Beer, Hair Levy Shampoo and Conditioner, and Stem Cutis Skin Treatments. Also, our friends at Corolla Drinks for the Endless Rant IPA and Lager. Of course, Hydrolyte, you can get them at doctor.com, as well as our regular podcast sponsors. And, of course, these are favorites of all of our guests and fans. We want to thank STK, Jeff Noss, Cynthia and her staff, Us Weekly, Valerie Allen PR and her staff, Harriet for the amazing hard work they did to make this thing happen. Of course, Michelle Poe, who works so hard with my wife, Susan Pinsky. Thank you to both of them for putting on the event, and Michelle for the cake, Ken Herskowitz and Caleb Nation. We love our crew at drdrew.com. And finally, thank you to everyone who attended and participated in this live event. It was supporting the Prostate Cancer Foundation. And if you'd like to learn more, go to pcf.org/drdrew, pcf.org/drdrew. Again, it was a really appreciate everyone who was there and participated. It was serving a good cause. Prostate Cancer Foundation, check them out. They make a huge difference. They fund the most creative cancer research there is, period. We unleash great talent to do their work and put no holds barred on their potential expression. And as a result, many have benefited, not just prostate cancer, but breast, ovarian, other tumors as well. Check them out, pcf.org/Dr. Drew. And just thanks to everyone for a great event. I am deeply moved by it, and just thanks.
Well, it's about time for athletes, trainers to report for the start of the fall season, but we are still dealing with that extreme heat. So even if you're training indoors, dehydration is a major issue for amateurs and pros. Water, sports drinks, they do not do a great job. I've known this for a long time. That's why I wanted to develop a product. Instead, Hydrolyte came along, so I strongly suggest you stay ahead of your hydration with Hydrolyte. The best way to stay hydrated is with a proper balance of sodium, glucose, and water, and Hydrolyte does this better than anything else I've tried. Everyone here swears by it, my wife, my kids, my patients. I use it if patients need rehydration. It's a way to replete hydration orally. This gets you ahead of the game, and so you can sometimes avoid hospitalization things, in my experience. Hydrolyte comes in great flavors like orange, berry, and lemonade. Available as a pre-mixed drink, a powder, or my personal preference is these effervescence tablets. You simply drop in a glass of water or a bottle of water. Literally, we don't leave home without these. Compared to sports drinks, Hydrolyte delivers up to 4 times the electrolytes with 75% less sugars. Hydrolyte solutions are appropriate for all ages, and each bottle or package includes easy-to-follow instructions. This is the best hydration product out there, period, end. You can find Hydrolyte at Rite Aid or at Hydrolyte.com/Dr. Drew, D-R-D-R-E-W. And for a limited time, our listeners can save 30% on Hydrolyte. I just sent my daughter over to buy this stuff. She's like, I need Hydrolyte. I'm like, go to the website and use the code DrDrew18, D-R-D-R-E-W-18 at checkout. That is Hydralyte.com, Hydrolyte.com/DrDrew18. Use that code, get 30% off. You won't need any other hydration products. It's the best. All right, that's about it for this episode of This Life. Check us out at KBC, being Lawrence Avon, 790 Midday Live Talk Radio, Monday to Friday. You can also tune in every day live via the magic of the internet at kbc.com. If you miss it, we've made it simple for you to find all the shows at drdrew.com, the Adam and Dr. Drew podcast, the Think What I Do By Myself, the Dr. Drew podcast, This Life, of course, with Bob Swole Patrol, Mike Cantho, and his new health and fitness podcast. You can find us on Twitter at This Life Podcast, at Dr. Drew, D-R-E-W, at Rehab Bob Forrest, and of course, our lovely producer at First Lady of Love. I think I know who that is. If you love this show, please subscribe and tell a friend. We appreciate it when you do. We'd love to hear your feedback as well. Send us a message. Join the email list at drdrew.com, drdrew.com/contact. You'll also get a weekly email from us on that. While you're at it, at drdrew.com, please support our sponsors by clicking through the banners. We only advertise products that I can get behind. So thank you for supporting them, those that support us. And thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.